nobody could scat like Giroux. He had just this unique ability to, I mean, his range, his versatility, all of them rare. And I fear that there's an entire generation of people who have not heard a lot of his work. So I have a couple of clips here that, and this one right here, I think spells out. I mean, just the range of scatting, the ability to do something that's quiet, something that's uplifting and really great for the party. That's what he did. And he was actually the first artist to win Grammys in three different categories. He won in jazz, pop, and R&B. That is rare. That is unprecedented. And I think it just speaks to how he's able to just speak to different people in different genres.
And like a jazz musician, a trumpet player, a saxophonist, there's a structure. Right. But then a lot of this we hear recorded was him just going off on his own on a snowflake. It would never be the same before or after.
And I think the best way I've heard it put is he didn't just sing. His voice was an instrument. He played his voice. He didn't just use it.
So how did this translate into so many other genres?
Well, it was so smooth and versatile. It just translated well to pretty much any genre. That's why he won in three different categories. That's why he was able to, you know, on one hand sound like a party, and then on another hand, you know, be the backdrop to A Quiet Night with the Misses, if you will. You know, it was just a terrific, just a rare talent that he brought into the world.
Al Giroux, we learn, has died at the age of 76. Rob Woodfork, a Giroux super fan, is with us here. He toured and performed almost to the very end. What'd that say about him?
I think it's very telling that he died literally days after not being able to perform anymore, after retiring permanently from touring and from performing. He literally lived to perform and to bring his gift to people and to make people feel better about themselves and to feel better just period. And I've seen him alive more than a half dozen times. And I haven't seen anybody love to perform as much as he did and to interact with the crowd. And it was like you had thousands of your most intimate friends just with you, and you're just singing for him, and you're just having a good time and just having a party. That's how it was going to an Al Giroux concert.
And let's finish on that. You see one artist that many times. I've never done that. Certainly you hear some of the same songs, but they have to, I assume there's different sounds, interpretations over the span of those concerts you attended, along with new material all the time.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, his career spanned decades. So, I mean, you had some of the newer music from the 90s and 2000s, and he would also interject some of the older songs and put new flavor with it and new spin. New interpretations that have evolved over the years. And that's the thing, he evolved. Like, he wasn't just the guy who scatted and did jazz and did all this. He grew. His 90s music sounded very 90s. His 80s music sounded very 80s. And somehow it just continues to translate even today.
I know with a lot of classic old rock bands, the last words you want to hear at a concert are, "Now something from the new album."
Right.
That not the case with Al Giroux.
No. You heard things from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, even the newer stuff in the 2000s that hopefully this will get some younger fans to go out and appreciate.
Rob Woodfork remembering one of his music favorites, Al Giroux, who passed away today at the age of 76. 314, we have sports next.